Welcome to the podcast service of Sydney's FM 103.2, available on the web at fm1032.com.au.
Hello, Aaron. Hello, Jared.
Good to have you back on the show again this week.
Well, it's a pleasure to be back, and you guys are doing fantastically well.
Yeah.
You're a really great inspiration for other people.
Thank you very much. Well, some of us are anyway.
Sparring partners.
Yes.
And what I find particularly inspirational in your what you're doing is that you're showing other people, and at this four-week time point, this is typically a time when a lot of people find the going gets quite tough and a lot of people give up. And that's because at around this time, at around 4 weeks, after you've lost a few kilos, your body starts getting the wind of the fact that it's not getting enough energy or not getting enough food. And this can trigger a famine reaction, which makes people feel, can make you feel more hungry than usual.
Mm.
And it can lead to those plateaus where you just slow down or stop losing weight despite continuing with all the good work.
Now, I've heard about this before. What can you do about the famine reaction?
Well, the famine reaction is... When I struggled myself with a famine reaction for a lot of years. I tried for 6 years to lose weight with all different diets and exercise programs, and invariably it would always kick me off course after about the 3 weeks, 3 to 4 weeks. And I try and resist it. This is what many people try and do. They try and resist it or try and exercise more or eat less. And later, when I started my career in medical research, I learned that these approaches actually exacerbate the famine reaction and make it even stronger and harder to lose weight. And I also learned that you can deactivate the famine reaction simply by eating the types and amounts of mostly nutritious foods that make you feel really satisfied.
Okay, so I can get a big, juicy, chunky steak and a couple of baked potatoes and that'd be okay?
And some veggies as well.
Yeah, okay, veggies too.
You want to choose mainly whole foods, mostly unprocessed, with plenty of veggies and fruits. So, yeah, big steak, potatoes with some steamed beans and greens. That'll be great. Maybe poached pears with some ricotta cheese or something if you're really hungry for dessert.
Obviously, the key here is, though, that it still needs to be healthy. If you're craving, for instance, fried chicken or whatever it might be, try to steer clear of it. Have skinless breast chicken.
The thing about foods is that whole foods are really good. And if you're really craving energy, sometimes the only thing that can satisfy you is the roast chicken with the skin on and the baked potatoes and the peas, for instance. So I would really encourage you to go for that, because it's when you eat these foods that make you feel really satisfied. And sometimes the skin makes you feel really satisfied.
Yes, yes.
Then it's when you eat that way that convinces your body that there isn't any famine. There's plenty of food around. The famine reaction switches off, and then you can start losing more weight again.
Now, obviously, you don't do that for every meal of every day.
You only do it when you feel really hungry. So most of the time, you might feel you're quite happy with your usual light types of foods. But every now and then, maybe after every 3 or 4 weeks, or some people every 2 weeks, you might hit a hungry patch where you feel more hungry than usual. And that's the time when you need to really pay attention to your hunger signals and eat enough to satisfy those hunger signals. In fact, always eat enough to satisfy your hunger signals. Sometimes you won't need to eat so much to satisfy them. Other times you will need to eat more.
So there you go. In wrapping up, basically listen to your body. If you are really hungry at a particular point, go and eat the food that you're craving. Obviously don't do it too much, but that will actually get rid of the famine reaction and then allow you to lose more weight.
Absolutely. That's the key to it.
There you go. I'm a quick learner.
Thank you so much.
That's a pleasure.
We hope you enjoyed this FM 103.2 podcast. To listen to more great audio, visit fm1032.com.au.